The Pirates completely shut down the St. Louis Cardinals offense again to complete a homestand sweep, and Mitch Keller became the all-time PNC Park strikeout king. Joe Block recaps another huge win for the Bucs.
The Pirates shut out the St. Louis Cardinals in all three games of the series, wrapping it up with a 5-0 win on Wednesday. Mitch Keller pitched out of trouble in the first three innings, blanking the Birds over seven scoreless, and the Pirates got a couple of RBIs from Tommy Pham, who gave the Pirates a 1-0 lead in the second and a 2-0 lead in the seventh. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa added a two-run single for the Pirates in the seventh to extend their lead, and the Pirates went 6-0 on the homestand, and they beat the Cardinals 5-0. From PNC Park, this is Joe Block on your home for Pirates baseball.
Keller's seven strikeouts gives him 389 Ks at PNC Park, passing Paul Mahomes' record of 383. The strikeout record means a lot to Keller.
It's a huge honor. Just means I've kind of been here the longest probably out of anybody, but yeah, it's definitely cool. Time flies by, honestly.
The Bucs are off today and will start a 9-game road trip tomorrow before the All-Star break. They will play 3 games each at Seattle, Kansas City, and Minnesota. The weekly injury report from Senior Director of Sports Medicine Todd Tomczyk includes the first game action for pitcher Johan Oviedo since having Tommy John surgery in 2023. He started and gave up 3 hits and 2 runs in 2/3 of an inning on Monday. Tomczyk said Oviedo came out of it good. Colin Holderman feels great after a rehab outing at Indianapolis. Tomczyk said his injured thumb is a reoccurring injury that goes back about 18 months and will be re-examined after the season to see if surgery is required. Injured pitcher Ryan Borucki threw a side session yesterday, and pitchers Tim Mesa, Justin Lawrence, Jarrett Jones are all making progress, while catcher Andy Rodriguez has regained full range of motion in his injured elbow. The MLB announced the starters for the July 15th All-Star Game in Atlanta. Read about the full list of starters under this story at our website at WCCSradio.com. Altoona's stunning start to the second half of the season continued last night with a 7th win in 8 games, 8-5 over Harrisburg. Kervin Pichardo, Mitch Jebb, and his Merlin Valdez all had 2 hits, and Pichardo homered. Alessandro Urcolani starts for the Curve tonight. The Penguins' Kyle Dubas continues to reshape his roster, yesterday signing 4 more players to 1-year contracts, including 2 former 1 draft choices. Forward Anthony Mantha is a 10-year veteran who was the Red Wings' top pick in 2013. He's coming off a knee surgery that limited him to 13 games with Calgary last season. Defenseman Alex Alexiev was the Capitals' top pick in 2018. He was a healthy scratch for 71 games, but the Caps did play him in 10 games in the postseason. Forward Raphael Harvey-Pinard signed a 1-year two-way contract. He comes from the Montreal Canadiens, while defenseman Phil Kemp signed a 2-year two-way deal from the Edmonton Oilers system. Goaltender Taylor Gauthier re-signed with Wilkes-Barre Scranton, and defenseman P.O. Joseph left the Penguins to sign with Vancouver. Defending Wimbledon champion Carlos Alcaraz won his second round match in straight sets yesterday, while 5th-seeded American Taylor Fritz was battled to a 5-set win to advance to the third round. 12th-seeded American Francis Tiafoe was upset in 4 sets, but American Brandon Nakashima moved on. On the women's side, top-seeded Ariana Sabalenka and 6th-seeded American Madison Keys each advanced, along with American Amanda Anisimova. 4th-seeded Jasmine Paolini was knocked out. The PGA Tour tees off with the John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois today. Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, and Seb Straka are among the stars skipping the event to prepare for the Open Championship in Northern Ireland on July 17th. Jordan Spieth is also out with a neck injury. In Youth Legion baseball, SW Jack and Armstrong will play a deciding third game in their championship series after last night's action. The Drillers won the completion of Tuesday's suspended game 11-4. Mike Zimmerman had 2 hits, including a double, and Braden Banach and Max Drew also had 4 hits each, with Banach driving in 3 runs and Drew 2. Riley George walked 4 times. Armstrong walked off the second game with a tie-breaking run in the bottom of the seventh to win 10-9. Armstrong's Liam Baddick had 3 hits and 3 RBIs. Caden Rupp homered and drove in 4. Brady Oaks, Chase Force, Jameson Miller, and Shane McHugh all had 2 hits for SW Jack. The championship will be decided tonight at 6 at Hogan Field at the White Township Recreation Complex. In Senior Legion baseball, Homer City Post 493 lost a 1-run game for the second straight day, 6-5 to Latrobe Post 515. The Bearcats took a 5-3 lead in the bottom of the seventh, but Latrobe scored 3 to walk it off. Homer City committed 4 errors, and only 2 of the Jethawks' runs were earned. Brock Lewis had 2 hits for Homer City. Connor James drove in 2 runs. Mason Fridley had 2 hits for Latrobe. Post 493 wraps up the regular season with a doubleheader tonight at 6 and 8:15 at First Commonwealth Bank Field. District 31 playoffs begin next week with all 9 teams making the field. Homer City is in 5th place, a half game behind Lower Burrell and a half game ahead of Murraysville. The seeding meeting will be on Sunday. I'm Alex Donaldson with today's Look at Sports.